You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Well, over these next couple of weeks, as we approach Easter Sunday, April 21st, we are featuring some of the churches that you hear on the KVML Sunday morning lineup, which includes the Lake Tulloch Bible Church every Sunday morning from 7 through 7:30. And joining us from Lake Tulloch Bible, Pastor Ted Mustel. Good morning, Pastor Ted.
Morning, Mark.
Tell me a little bit about Lake Tulloch Bible Church. You started that church in Copperopolis.
Yeah, we moved up here from Southern California in 1990 and started a Bible study with another couple, and it kind of just grew into the church in 1991. We're 28 years this month.
Tell me about the building that the church is in.
We meet in a warehouse. We actually started meeting in a home and then went to the Armory building. And then a warehouse, and the owner built this building for us. Very nice building, 10,000 square foot warehouse.
Pastor Ted, have you been told before that you are not a traditional sounding pastor?
Yes. Yeah, for I think I've been on your radio station now 9 years. Actually, we started on Easter Sunday, 2010. And I've been told that many times. It seems that everywhere we go that people hear my name, they say, oh, I know you. We've been at the post office or the hospital, and people that listen to that radio show.
Is the Lake Tulloch Bible Church, is it associated with any specific religion?
It's a non-denominational church, and we're not affiliated. Again, we actually started as a Bible study and just kind of grew into a church.
With the town of Copperopolis, there are a lot of full-time residents, but Copperopolis definitely has its share of part-time residents. Do you find that to coincide with your congregation?
Yeah, I'd say our congregation is probably 30 to 35% part-time residents.
How important is the Easter season to the Christian church?
Well, I believe it's the most important season for Christianity. I know a lot of people love the Christmas season, where we talk about the birth of the Son of God. But this is really the time that we celebrate a rebirth, a new beginning. And Christianity is the only religion in the world that celebrates a risen Savior. Instead of having a day of remembrance of somebody that has passed away, we're actually celebrating somebody that's alive. So it makes it a very personal religion.
Do you have any special services planned for Easter Sunday?
Well, Mark, every service we have is special. But no, we try to on Easter Sunday. I know a lot of churches like to put on some really big programs and stuff, but we like people to come at Easter Sunday and then come back the Sunday after and not think they're in a different place. So we do the same thing on Easter Sunday we do every Sunday.
Do you find yourself caught up in any kind of emotion when you know that you will see faces only on Easter and not for the rest of the year?
No. No, because we have found that we see them only on Easter for the first time, and then they're usually back. We do, again, I'm not a, like you said, not a typical pastor, and my sermons are not normal sermons. I actually became a Christian when I was 40 years old, and I did it basically reading the sermons and the studies out of the Gospels and saw how Jesus taught with just normal people, normal problems, and using illustrations that were familiar to everybody. And that's kind of the way I like to teach.
So where do we find the building?
Okay, we're at 3566 Spangler Lane in Copperopolis. And if coming from Sonora area, it's the first live building coming down Old Burns Ferry Road. It's a big shopping center there, and we sit right on the hill.
Yeah, there's the big grocery store that's
there.
Just below. Tell me about your service times at the church.
Service time is 9:30. We're in Copperopolis, so the service starts at 9:35. Normally,
one service every Sunday.
We do one service, yes. And we have a big enough building that we can pretty much take care of everybody that comes in.
No evening services, no Wednesday services?
No, we have the one service Sunday morning. The building that we have is used most nights of the week for recovery programs. We have WIC program uses it, food banks use it. So our building's used a lot for more than just the church service.
Is there a website that we could find out more information?
Yeah. Our website is ltbchurch.com.
And a telephone number for more information.
It is 209-785-4302.
Before we wrap this up, what else would you like to add?
Well, we do find that our services are doing really well on your radio station, and really appreciate what you and Larry have done for us and the churches in the community. We also are available on our website. Our services are available video and audio. We also have an app that's both iOS and Android could be downloaded.
I enjoy listening to you every Sunday morning. And again, we can hear the Lake to Lake Bible Church, Pastor Ted, every Sunday morning, 7 through 7:30, right here on AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. I appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, Mark.